everybody. This is DJ Bubbles here on the Chatterbox, only at radio.dominican.edu. And well, guys, it's the 1st of October, which is really exciting. And, you know, it's a new month. Start things off right. So you came to the right place to start things off amazing. Just like, okay, so San Rafael, which is where we're at right now, it's been extremely hot. Now, I just said it was the 1st of October, not August, not July, not June, October. I want to know why it's so ridiculously hot. And on one of the Dominican Facebook pages, it said we got to a record high today. And it showed a couple little penguins like holding hands walking on the beach. But I was dying. Like, I thought it was time for sweaters. I thought it was time for jackets and boots and long pants. Oh, no. No. I guess I was wrong. And it's time to wear summer clothes still. And sorry, guys, that I sound a little bit sick because I'm still trying to get over a cold that I had. Ironically enough, I got it the day after our special Disney day last week. So I apologize and I hope you'll bear with me because I do have like the sniffles and a bit of a cough. So just forewarning you. But anyways, so it was actually a very wonderful day. It was really warm. Got to wear one of my favorite shirts. But then I took a nap and it was just, I was sweating. It was gross. And I had the fans on, both fans on. So my roommate had her fan on and I had my fan on full blast. Still didn't do me any good. So just to let you guys know, we're going to have some celebrity gossip today. We're going to go over Once Upon a Time, which aired last night for their second season, and just a little bit about everything. So that's what's going on today. Oh, and you don't want to miss out on our hottest celebrities of the week. I do have a male and a female, like I always do. And ladies, I think you'll especially like who the hottest celebrity is of the week. So you want to make sure to listen to that. So we can go ahead and get started with some of our celebrity news. Now, everyone knows, and I'm hoping everybody knows, about the show Family Guy. And you guys obviously know the creator. So on People.com, which I actually found on Facebook, the creator, the Family Guy creator, Seth MacFarlane, will host the 85th Academy Awards on Sunday, February 24th on ABC. He's 38 years old and who is also the co-creator of American Dad and The Cleveland Show, and is no stranger to live performance. In September, he kicked off Saturday Night Live's 38th season by hosting the premiere episode, and he's entertained sold-out audiences at both London's Royal Albert Hall and New York's Carnegie Hall. Seth is unbelievably talented, Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences President Hawk Coach said in a statement, "We couldn't be happier with the creative team we've assembled." So the creator of Family Guy, who has been nominated for 13 Emmys and 2 Grammys during his atrocious career, and he shared his own excitement in this statement. "It's truly an overwhelming privilege to be asked to host the Oscars," he said. "My thoughts upon hearing the news were, one, I will do my utmost to live up to the high standards set forth by my predecessors, and two, I hope they don't find out I hosted the Charlie Sheen roast." So that's a very big deal for him, and congratulations. That is definitely a big honor. I know that I actually started watching, I was watching Family Guy a little bit throughout the week, and Family Guy is pretty funny. I love American Dad. I love Klaus the fish, the German fish. He's really funny too. And no offense or anything, but I'm not a big fan of the Cleveland Show. I love Cleveland like himself, and in Family Guy, I just don't really care for the show so much. But it's obviously a success, so that's a big congratulations to him. And before I forget, because we're doing celebrity news, I had seen over the weekend that Anne Hathaway had gotten married. And so my mom texted me with all the details, and which was really nice because I didn't get a chance to look up the details and who she got married to. But Anne Hathaway got married this past Saturday, and she married actor, jewelry designer Adam Schulman. So congratulations to her, and I hope she has a wonderful and happy life with him. Maybe she'll or he'll make her some awesome jewelry. I don't know. Moving right along, I've also seen on Facebook a lot of celebrities having babies lately. So we have two celebrity couples that have recently had some newborn babies. So I will go ahead and tell you who those are. Drew Barrymore is one of them, and she welcomes her daughter, Olive. So she is now a mom. The actress and Will Copeland welcomed their first child, a daughter, on Wednesday, People confirms. We are proud to announce the birth of our daughter, Olive Barrymore Copeland, born September 26th, a healthy, happy, and welcomed by the whole family, the couple told People in a statement. Thank you for respecting our privacy during this most special time in our lives. Rumors of pregnancy began swirling in February. Barrymore, at 37, never said a word, preferring to let her June wedding portrait speak for itself. In it, her husband, an art consultant, gently cradles his wife's growing baby belly. I can't wait until I have my children, the actress recently told Hot Living, indirectly referring to her pregnancy. I just want to build fun, great things for my family. In the recent weeks, Barrymore had been spotted attending prenatal yoga classes and spending time with Copeland's parents, who were in town ahead of the birth. Drew is so motherly, a source told People in January. We would like to be a dad. Family is so important to him. And so that was another article from People.com. And I'm really happy for Drew Barrymore because, you know, I haven't really heard a whole lot of news about her. I know when I was on Ladies Happy Hour last semester, we did bring it up that she was pregnant. But now she finally has a beautiful baby daughter named Olive. I kind of want to know where they got the name Olive, but hey, I'm not judging at all in any shape or form. And the second couple to have a newborn baby is the Lacheys, and they introduced their son Camden John. And this is also an article from People.com. So Nick and Vanessa Lachey shared their first photo of their two-week-old baby boy via Twitter on Monday. Nick and I are honored and humbled to introduce you to the new love of our lives. The Wipeout host 31 wrote in a message her singer, husband 38, retweeted. The couple who wed in July 2011 welcomed their son on Wednesday, September 12th. Born at 6:54 p.m., he came into this world at 8 pounds, 9 ounces, and 21 inches. Love has truly been redefined for both of us, the Lacheys said in their birth announcement. And there's a picture of little baby Camden John Lachey, and he is so cute. He is an adorable little baby. He's sleeping soundly in his mother's arms. But he is a very cute baby. And there's no picture of Drew Barrymore's daughter, but I'm sure she's a cutie just like Camden John Lachey is. So that's just most of the celebrity news I have, but I will announce later on who the hottest celebrities are of the week. I don't want to like bog you guys down too much with all this celebrity information. I mean, come on, I have lots more to talk about, so you guys can just wait. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some TV shows, upcoming TV shows, and then we're also going to go over what happened in the season premiere of Once Upon a Time, so stay tuned.
In the shade of the night, we've come to look and feel.
Welcome back to the Chatterbox here with DJ Bubbles only at radio.dominican.edu. My show is every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., so you want to check it out all the time. So before we went on to break, we had a lot of celebrity news. We had Drew Barrymore and the Lachey family talking about their new baby, their newborn babies. We talked about the creator of Family Guy getting to host the Academy Awards. And we also, I had also mentioned about Anne Hathaway being finally married. So congratulations to all of them, because those are some really awesome things. Having kids, getting married, hosting an awesome awards show. I mean, come on, that's a wonderful experience. Speaking of, you know, last week, guys, I had my special Disney Day in honor of getting accepted into the Disney College program. And I received an email about probably like an hour ago, and it's telling me it's my onboarding email. So I get to, you know, it's like another step closer to completing everything, getting all the paperwork done. It's just another step closer, and I'm super excited. So I can't wait to meet all the people that I've already met on the Facebook groups, because they all sound really awesome. So it's going to be a challenge to get to hang out with everybody and, you know, housing events and going to the parks and doing all that fun stuff. But I'm so ready. I still have 3 months to go, but I think I can manage. I mean, I have 99 more days until I officially check in, and 98 more days until I'm flying down there. So that's exciting news for me personally. So I also mentioned that before break, we were going to go ahead and talk about some TV shows. So obviously, we're still waiting on the Pretty Little Liars episode, which airs on October 23rd, but they do have the webisodes leading up to it every Tuesday, so I'm going to have to check it out tomorrow, and I'll let you guys know about it later. But I was able to catch the latest one with Lucas in it, and I want to know about the girl who works in the Halloween store, because she seems to know somebody, and like she's gossiping and things are going down in the Halloween store of all places. I don't know why. I mean, I know everyone's getting ready for the crazy train, the Halloween crazy train, and everyone's gonna get dressed up, and obviously it's for Halloween. So it's just interesting. She's an interesting character. She's very mysterious, and you know, Lucas talking to the person in the mask, I want to know who that is, because obviously they don't talk. Hopefully we'll find out who the rest of the A team is, because I'm getting really sick and tired of waiting. Because then after the Halloween episode, we have to wait, I believe, until January. That's what happened the last time. So hopefully, you know, that'll come by real, real fast. So another show that I am currently into, or I've been into, is Once Upon a Time. Now, yesterday was the first episode of the second season, and it was legit. It was amazing. It was intense. It was confusing. It was exciting. It was scary. It was all kinds of things in between. So if you didn't see it, I'm actually going to go over it. I don't know if you guys want to listen, because I'll tell you what goes on if you want to like just step out of the room for a few minutes, because you don't want, you know, me to spoil it for you. I have no problem with that. So the episode is called Broken. And so, you know, before they actually aired the first episode of the second season, they had a recap of all of what happened in season one leading up to the new episode for the second season, which was actually really cool, because it's been a while, so if you like totally forgot what happened in the first season, they broke it down and everything. They had like bits and clips from each episode. They talked about certain characters and what had happened. Like they went from the actual fantasy world and then they went to the real world, or they started with the real world and then went back into where they had come from in the fantasy world. So it was a really good refresher. I didn't really know about it because I don't have like the TV guide on my television in my room. So I kind of just caught it like towards maybe like the last 20-30 minutes. I figured they might have done something, so that's why I turned it, and thankfully I was right. So just to continue with the episode, it was called Broken, and I'll be reading this from the actual ABC website. So I will be reading it just to let you guys know. It says, we open on the familiar sight of a majestic white horse, its head decorated with a plume of bright red feathers. But while assuming we found ourselves in fairy tale land, we pull back to discover we're in an unexpected location, New York City, in all its kinetic glory. A stranger walks past the horse and across the bustling street to his apartment building. Entering his apartment, a sudden thunderstorm kicks up, and our stranger realizes, exasperated, that he left a window open, and wind and rain now pelt his desk. He rushes over to close the window, but it's stuck. He tries to force it, but in his fumbled efforts, drops his phone down the fire escape. Not his day. He slumps onto his desk. This is too much. Just then, a pigeon lands in front of him on a windowsill. Tied to its foot is a piece of cardboard. After the bird flies away, the man picks up the cardboard and looks at it. Written in thick black ink, it carries a simple message. Broken. The man turns the message over, and we see it's actually a postcard, and the picture of the front is of the clock tower. An excitable typeface, greetings from Storybrooke, Maine. And from this mind melt, we're off to fairy tale land. Riding through an inhospitable terrain, we find a handsome prince, ignoring the brutal environment as he pushes his steed. Behind the prince, another rider follows on horseback. This warrior, wearing Asian design armor, is masked but is clearly following the prince's lead as they arrive at the once beautiful courtyard of a castle. In the middle of a courtyard, a sleeping figure rests next to a spinning wheel. And if there's any doubt who is sleeping, the sleeping princess is, the prince utters Aurora. That's right. This is Sleeping Beauty. Then Prince Philip uses True Love's Kiss to awaken Aurora, who is overwhelmed to be reunited with Philip, as she is shocked to see her once beautiful castle in ruins. Philip tells her that the worst of it is over and that they'll restore the castle so they can live their dream of being together there forever. She asks Philip where everyone is and why the castle needs to be rebuilt. Sorry, guys. He tells her it's a long story and that she needs to rest. Aurora tells him she's had her fill of rest. Philip tells her to come with him to a safe haven where their people have gathered. Not from Maleficent, she can no longer harm them, but from other dangers that have arisen since she fell asleep. But he tells her it's nothing they can't handle. So now we're back to Storybrooke to find our characters just where we left them at the end of the season, enveloped in a thick purple smoke manifested by the one and only Mr. Gold. If you don't know who Mr. Gold is, it's Rumpelstiltskin, just throwing it out there. And through this thick haze, we find Mary Margaret and David holding each other tightly, who is Snow White and her prince. Mary Margaret asks David the question that's all on our minds. What's happening? David, resolved to find out, grabs her hand and then the smoke dissipates, leads her to other residents who are overcome with sudden recognition. Memories have been returned to Storybrooke. David and Mary Margaret approach Ruby and Granny. Ruby asks Snow, as Mary Margaret nods. They hug their shared history, making itself clear. As this emotional moment takes place, we hear, Your Highness? So guys, before I continue on, I know it's kind of long and in detail. I mean, it is from ABC. They want you to get the full story. But I definitely teared up a little bit because they all remembered each other. They were really happy to remember who they once were back in Fantasyland. So I'll go ahead and continue. David turns to see Leroy, or Grumpy, and his six brethren. The dwarves are reunited and bow to Mary Margaret and David, their prince and princess. But before any of these incredible revelations can settle in, Mary Margaret knows what she needs to do, find her daughter. But we turn to find Emma has already joined the growing throng and is finally tearfully reunited with her mother and father. And accompanying Henry can't hold back a told you so. As they all share hugs they have been in decades in the making, Henry turns to David, Grandpa? David says yes. He supposes so, putting an affectionate hand on Henry's shoulder. But the confusion and questions start to ramp up. The dwarves and other townspeople all want to know what the smoke was, who did this to them, and why, if the curse is broken, haven't they returned to fairy tale land? Just then, Mother Superior, or the Blue Fairy, steps in and tells everyone that magic has returned to Storybrooke, although things are more complicated now, especially without a supply of fairy dust. But Leroy brushes this aside, saying it's clear who did this, the evil Queen Regina. Emma disagrees, realizing it wasn't the queen. So when all this is happening, like I told you, I was very emotional and I got really excited for them. And I loved when Henry was like asking Grandpa, like that was so cute. But I have to say that I know because they're all, you know, actresses and actors and stuff, Emma looks older than her actual quote unquote parents. They look to be a whole lot younger. And I don't know if that has some, like if it's supposed to be that way or just it's not, and it's just because they're the actors and stuff. I don't know, but it was just a little weird because I feel like Snow White and the Prince should look a little bit older than Emma because she was abandoned for 28. Well, I mean, she didn't have her family for 28 years, and she does emphasize that because Snow White does have a lot of questions for her. So we'll go ahead and continue. Cut to her. Actually, you know what? I'm going to shorten this down because I just realized it's super duper long. So I'm just going to go ahead with my version. Okay, guys, because that is very, very long just reading it verbatim. And I'm not trying to lose you guys and bore you. I know a lot of my Disney College Program people watched the show last night. So you guys are awesome for watching it. So to continue. So as, you know, the group rejoins and they all assume that it's the evil queen did the purple smoke and whatnot. And then Emma has said, no, it's not her. Then, you know, Snow White goes ahead and wants to know more about her daughter. But Emma is very emotional because, you know, they weren't around for 28 years. And she can't really believe that her parents are fairy tale characters, Snow White and Prince. So I can understand where she's coming from. But if that was my case, I'd be like, okay, you're my mom and dad. That's fine. Like, you know, it's just me. So they continue, but then they're all like, they see a bunch of townspeople running towards Regina's house, who is the evil, wicked queen. And the group tries to stop them, even though they don't really like the queen. They have to stop them because it's not her who, you know, had the purple haze on everything. That was Mr. Gold, and that was Rumpelstiltskin. And so, you know, Belle and Rumpelstiltskin are kind of like a couple, I would say. And Belle asked him to promise, you know, don't use any magic, don't use any more magic. But he twists his word just like Rumpelstiltskin does and kind of lies to her. And so she finds out and she leaves after, you know, he brought her back to the store at the shop or whatever you want to call it. But she leaves angry and upset. So then, you know, you see the townspeople trying to hurt, you know, the queen, but she doesn't have any magic, and, you know, the group finally comes and says, no, it wasn't her. And so it's just a lot of drama and a lot of things going on. And then you have the fairy tale land and where Prince Philip has been marked. And so the evil creature that, I guess, Mr. Gold gets to kill Regina, well, he's been marked, so he has to do it too. And he's like a soul sucker, whatever they are. And then, to be real honest, I don't really like Aurora in Once Upon a Time. Now, I'm sorry to the guys who do like her, but she's just a brat. I mean, you know, she's like accusing Mulan of loving her prince. But I mean, yeah, it kind of seems that way a little bit. But, you know, Mulan makes it clear that she's a little hesitant, but she makes it clear that no, she just owes him a lot because they, you know, fought together and whatnot. But Aurora is such a brat, and I can't stand her, and I thought I was going to like her, but I definitely don't. And if you guys want to know who Prince Philip is, he's actually Ren from Pretty Little Liars, so that, you know, cute little British guy with that British accent, that's who Prince Philip is. So that's, I don't know if I like that necessarily, just because I don't really like how other actors or actresses go into multiple shows that I actually watch, so. But to kind of like wrap things up with Once Upon a Time, then we'll go ahead and take a break. It's leaving lots of questions. So because now, and if you didn't see it last night, please, I beg you, please step out of the room. But they tried to, so Regina, Snow White, the Prince, and Emma were trying to make the Mad Hatter's hat spin so they could, you know, trap the soul sucker into it and into oblivion. Well, instead, Emma and Snow White are gone, and they don't know how to get them back. So it kind of leaves us hanging, and we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know what to expect. So you guys got to stay tuned, because it's really, really exciting, and they always do the cliffhanger because they know they want you to come back for more. So now, like I said, guys, that took a while, and I apologize, but it was an awesome show. And don't forget that October 11th, Vampire Diaries starts its fourth season, and Elena is now a vampire, so we want to see how her transition goes, or if she decides no, if she doesn't want to do it. But like I said in my first show, I think she will go ahead and continue on to be a vampire, but it'll be a challenge. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about some weight, like some fitness, and we're going to talk about certain, like, why guys take you to certain places on dates and a little bit of fashion, and then we'll go ahead and tell the hottest celebrities of the week. So make sure to stay tuned only at radio.dominican.edu.
You can't.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chatterbox here with DJ Bubbles, only at radio.dominican.edu. So before we went to break, we basically talked about all the TV shows that I was interested in, and I gave a not full recap of Once Upon a Time, just because I was reading it off the ABC website, and it was super duper 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 long, and I didn't want to bore you guys. So I decided not to give you the full version because that would probably take up like 40 minutes just trying to read it to you guys. Didn't exactly want to do that. So before we continue with the show, I wanted to give a few shout outs. I know, Mom, you're a very supportive listener, so I love you and thank you for always supporting me in what I do and listening. I want to say hello to my friend Chelsea in Texas. I don't know if she's listening. She might not. She may be busy. Don't know. Kayla, thank you for the sweet text today. I miss you, and I hope we can see each other soon. But let me get a little bit better first. I want to say shout out to James and all the DCP people I've met, and especially Michael. And Michael, I'm not even gonna bother with your last name because I don't know how to say it. So I apologize, and I don't want to demolish it. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate it, especially since this is your first show. So I hope you like it. And just to say a shout out to the rest of my friends and family, if I missed you or if you want a shout out, let me know. Go ahead and like the Facebook page, The Chatterbox on Facebook, or I have a WordPress blog, thechatterboxradio.wordpress.com. So now we will go ahead and continue. Fellas, I'm sorry if this is going to bore you, but this is a little bit of fashion do and don'ts. So I just got a couple weeks ago, I got my Glamour magazine, and I finally started looking into it because it is the October issue. So why would I want to talk about anything in September when it's the October issue? So for the fall, there are some 10 do's and don'ts. So the one thing to do is wear lots of polka dots. So you can, some examples, like Heidi Klum is wearing some polka dots, Elizabeth Banks, Kristen Ritter, Nicole Richie, they're rocking those polka dots, and they're like, most of them are pretty good size. They're not like super teeny tiny. And there is a don't of the polka dots, so don't be like Kristen Stewart from Twilight. Sorry guys, I feel bad now, I feel terrible. But she wore a baby doll shaped dress and a like a baby pink color with polka dots on it. Don't do it because it is not cute, and it is like preschool, so we don't want that. So then we also have someone who went from a don't to a do, and that was Gwen Stefani. There's some pictures of her like in the past of like different outfits. She had an all black ensemble, she did an animal print pant, she did the peekaboo number and the checked jacket. So now she's definitely upgraded to a more sophisticated and fashionable look. With her black ensemble, she has like these skin tight leather pants and like a nice black jacket. And then with her animal print pants, it's like skinny jeans and they're like gray with the leopard print on it, which is super duper cute. And she has a fedora on. That's probably one of my favorite outfits. The peekaboo number, it's a full outfit, but it covers all the right areas, which is super cute. And the check jacket, it is very professional looking and it has a little bit of color into it. So I like that. And another couple other things, there's Olympic beauty do's. So this is from, as you guys know, the Olympics. And so you saw a lot of different things going on, especially with the girls. We had some awesome nail colors. So like there's different nail art for different countries. What I noticed when I was watching the gymnast, the Russian gymnast, Alaya Mustafina. I don't know how to, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, so I apologize to those people who do know how to pronounce it. But she was definitely the queen of the eyeshadow, and she had a lot of it on. I feel it was a little bit too much for her age. And then she also had sparkly hair gel, which I thought was pretty cool. We have a like natural hair, which is like afro status, like me, but it's a natural, there's nothing in it, so that's really cool. And again, I said the best nails, and then we also have some braids, so those are definitely dues when it came to the Olympics, and especially for the girls. And also, they have the mysterious post-win medal munch. So they, like, bite down on the Olympic medal that they won. I don't know what all that means, but obviously they do, so that they can do all what they want. And so then there were some pictures in the do's and don'ts of my Glamour magazine, and it was comparing the Kardashians to other celebrities wearing similar clothing, or the same. And I think everybody, sometimes the Kardashians did win, like, the compare and contrast to different celebrities at the same outfit, but most of the time the other celebrities won. And also, accessories are a big thing, so do those. We have the romantic headband with, like, flowers or, like, beads, and they're actually really, really cute, so I'd go ahead and check those out. Again, there's the tie. They also have, like, men's ties, so I guess that's a do in October. And some wearing pumped-up kicks, so, like, very colorful ones. You'll see some girls and a lot of guys wear them, so those are definitely in for October. They have First Lady fashion, and that's actually really, really interesting. They look very professional, but they also look very stylish, especially Michelle Obama. She has, like, this outfit, or this shirt, I should say, and it's really cute. It's a sleeveless shirt, and it's pink, which is absolutely my favorite color, and it has some ruffles in the front of it, and I would totally rock that, but I haven't seen anything like that in the stores. I know also, too, plaid is definitely a thing this fall. I've seen a lot of plaid everywhere. Denim jackets are in. So you guys want to, you know, if you want to keep up with your fashion, go ahead and check that stuff out. And there's some do's and don'ts of the election. Do register to vote. I mean, everyone's kind of telling me to register. I just kind of really am not interested to register, but they say, you know, you'll make a big difference. And maybe that's true, but not really pushing it to register, so I'll go ahead and, you know, decide on my own when I'm going to do that. Do look for candidates who think like you do, so that's a do. Don't forget Senate, House, and local races, and don't call people crazy, even if they are. Excuse me, guys, sorry. Told you, I was trying to get over a cold, and it's not going okay. So those are just some do's and don'ts of fashion and life. And so I hope you guys enjoyed that. So next we will go ahead and continue. Excuse me, guys. Goodness, hold on a sec, guys. I'll be right back with you, okay? Alright, sorry about that, guys. I just had to, like, let you guys go for a second. I don't know what's going on. I have, like, a coughing spell. It's just the things of trying to get over sickness. I'm trying to keep it up here. Well, I have 15 more minutes, so hopefully my body will not cough, and you can kind of hear my voice choking up and cracking a little bit, so please bear with me. I'm really sorry. I hate being sick and trying to get over it, so like I said before, I had that coughing spell. We're going to go ahead and continue. So this is a little bit of dating things. So this is from Cosmopolitan. And It's an article, and it's called What His Date Style Says About Him. So I guess there's like some some information or something going on there. So we'll go ahead. There's some there's eight different ones. So we'll go ahead and get started. The neighborhood bar. This means he's a laid-back guy, and while it might not seem like he's trying, he is. Chances are he's conscious of where he took you since he's looking for a girl who is equally laid-back. But his deal? He's open to having a relationship, but his life isn't dependent on it. So if he takes you to the neighborhood bar, that's what's up. The next one is the indie coffee shop. He's making an attempt to be different. There's a certain level of maturity and confidence needed to choose a date that involves a lot of, in parentheses, sober conversation. He places value in getting to know someone and isn't aiming for a one-night stand, which is more than you can say for a lot of guys, which is very true nowadays, which is pretty sad. I'm not saying all guys are like that, but a lot of them are. So his deal? He knows what he wants and doesn't want to waste time finding it. If a connection is there, he'll explore it. So just remember these ladies. I don't know, guys, if you want to like say something on the Facebook page, go ahead. If any of this is true or any of it's not true, let me know. So the next one is something active. You may be dreading his suggested baseball outing, friendly game of tennis, or a walk in the park. What is he, 80? But his approach is a good one. He wants a woman who he can share experiences with, and he knows there's no better predictor than going out and doing it. His deal? He wants to see if you can be friends. If you can be patient, you're in a good position if things start to escalate. So I feel like this is kind of like the friend zone, but if you can be patient, maybe it'll go further. But that's what I got out of it. Next one is a friend's party. If he's inviting you to a party, he's obviously attracted to you and doesn't mind having you by his side. This guy may not have settling down very high on his priority list, but you can approach this date knowing that his intentions are clear. Let's have a good time and see where this goes. His deal? He might not be ready to jump into anything, but you can find a connection. So you never know, because it takes them a little bit longer and they might be a little bit shy or not fully ready to be in like a very serious relationship. The next one is a fancy restaurant. On the surface, it feels right. You feel good, taken care of, and excited that someone with a real job is taking you to a real dinner. But make no mistake, a guy who goes straight for the nice dinner is going to expect that you'll hook up with him or that you'll at least go out on another date. His deal? He could be looking for a 3-month pseudo relationship. If you like him and want to see where it could go, flip things around and suggest a date that isn't fancy and see what he says. So the next one is the spot near his place. If you live close to each other, it's a different story. But if he chooses a date spot that's much closer to his place, especially one within walking distance, you can assume that he wants to try this great hidden gem so he can steer your date night back to his pad. His deal? He's probably just looking for a hookup, which that definitely sounds like it, and that's pretty stupid and sad. The next one is cool ethnic food. He's thinking outside the box, which deserves some credit. Most guys play it safe, and his slightly more aggressive approach is the first test. He wants to see if he'll be pleasantly surprised by your love of hard-to-pronounce food and cool travel stories. His deal? He knows what he wants. If the feeling is mutual, you find yourself in a new relationship. So that definitely sounds like the best one. So, yeah. And the last one is the perfect location. He nailed it. The place has it all. He somewhat managed to choose a place that's not fancy, it's cute, it's not loud, it's conversation level, and it's not romantic. It's cozy. He's no stranger to dating and making someone feel special, and whether he realizes his intentions or not, he's setting the scene to see if he gets lucky and sees his future wife sitting across the table from him. His deal? He might be ready to settle down, but he also might just be a total player. And so those are the 8 different date styles, and that's what it says about the person. I don't know if any of you guys listening, I know Michael, I know you're listening, but I just want to know what you guys think of those, or if any of them are not accurate, or if you guys have any personal ones. So, you know, this is just coming from a magazine and what they're observing. You know, it may not necessarily be true for everybody, but it could be true for other people too. So like I said, I was going to go ahead and talk about some fitness. And I know right now, personally, I am trying to lose some weight so I can eat as much as I want when I go to Walt Disney World, because they have, you know, flavors from, like, flavors of soda from all over the world. They have, like, all kinds of different food from around the world. And that's in Epcot. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. So I got to burn those calories, guys. So there's 5 new ways to lose weight. And this article is, again, from Cosmopolitan. And when I first read it, I was a little confused, but I continued to read it. So the first one is to speed up your beats. There's an awesome new music service called YouMixit that allows you to download popular workout songs into your iTunes for $1.50 and then literally speed them up so they're actually up to 8 beats faster than normal. Then you can transfer them to your iPod or phone, and which is cool because you could because experts say that upbeat tempos help you push to exercise longer. And two, who doesn't want to rock out on the treadmill to some Alvin and the Chipmunks style jams? That's kind of lame, but I do like the Alvin and the Chipmunks. I will admit that. The second one is hit up Skype and or FaceTime. You don't need to go to the actual gym anymore to work out with a personal trainer. More and more trainers are actually starting to offer virtual services through FaceTime on MacBooks and iPhone 4Ss and Skype for the same price. That means you can go on vacation and still do your workout from the privacy of your hotel room, or just bum it in your living room if you're not in the mood to go to the gym. And that's really nice because I know my suite mate, she actually does work out in our living room and she watches videos off of her computer. So that's really convenient. The third one is personalize your workout virtually. If you're one of those people who can't stand the thought of a personal trainer watching you sweat, then you can still get the personal effect through a fitness app called FitNad, which will be released sometime in January, February, and it's developed by credible experts at the ACE Fitness. So, guys, check that out. It says ACE is still developing price, but it will probably be around $10 per month. So that's not too bad. But I personally try to just go and get an actual person to help me out. The fourth one is, or bust out your iPad. Fitness DVDs and a thing of the past are a thing of the past, and it's all about using your iPad now. A fitness company called Pump One offers a program called Fitness Class, which allows you to choose from over 230 popular fitness classes you can take on your iPad. So if you have an iPad, you guys should check that out. And the last one is Twitter to be fitter. That's cute. As more and more companies and big gyms are joining the social media world, it's super easy to use Twitter and Facebook to achieve your fitness goals. Follow your gym's Facebook and Twitter feeds to scope new classes you may want to check out, and consider tweeting and or Facebooking about your fitness goals so your friends hold you more accountable. Or so the dude you're dating thinks you're a fitness goddess and wants to see the results up close personally. Either way, I didn't add that last part. This came from Cosmopolitan, but basically what I've been doing, those are all wonderful ideas, but it's kind of a little bit lazy just because it's virtual. And you're using your iPad and iTunes. Like, the iTunes thing was cool because you can speed up your music, which was super awesome, and I'd totally do it. But I'm not going to spend $1.50 just to do it. I only have 15 cents on my iTunes gift card anyways, so that's going to have to wait. But anyways, so personally what I'm doing is I'm just watching what I'm eating. You know, lots of fruits and vegetables. Kind of like trying to get all the food groups into one meal. I also this morning had Muscle Milk, which is supposed to help when you exercise, and I definitely exercise. I have a class tomorrow. I have Turbo Kick tomorrow, and that's definitely an intense workout. I sweat up a storm. I also do cheer. You know, I gotta push myself to walk a little bit, like, outside. I do tend to take a lot of naps just because I'm so busy and I get really, really tired, and there's not enough hours in the day to do everything. So that's just personally what I'm doing. Like, I had carrots. Like, what did I have for dinner tonight? I had, like, a little bit of pork, a little bit of rice, carrots, some beans, had some water, and I just ate a banana before I got started with the show. And bananas are actually supposed to help you calm down, so if you're really nervous for something, eat a banana, and it totally worked for me. Like, even I've had experience with radio, but I still get nervous every time I go on the air just because I don't want to say something wrong or sound stupid, which I definitely sound stupid being trying to get over sickness. It's just ridiculous. And I don't know. And then, like, that coughing spell, like, I was totally embarrassed, guys, and I hope you'll forgive me for that. So I guess we'll just go ahead and end early. I mean, I have 4 minutes and I gotta go get ready to go to cheer practice. We added a practice tonight. Actually, we added practice for Mondays. And, you know, I think it was a good idea, but Mondays are definitely my free days. I had two classes today, and then I have, of course, this awesome radio show. Oh, and before I forget, I almost totally forgot. We won't finish early. I forgot. I didn't even mention the hottest celebrities of the week. How could I be so silly? So, the hottest celebrities of the week, for the female, it is Jennifer Lawrence, and you all know her from The Hunger Games, and she looked absolutely gorgeous in her red dress, and now she's going to be in a new movie. I don't exactly remember what it's called, but it's supposed to be some scary thriller movie. And the hottest male celebrity of the week is Ryan Lochte. So I know, ladies, I told you guys would probably love who I chose for the male celebrity of the week, and it is Ryan Lochte, the Olympic medalist. And I know I had an enjoyable time watching him swim. I watched the gymnast. I watched a little bit of the diving. I really wanted to see more, but I didn't exactly know when it was on, so I missed a lot of it. But one guy, he was super cute, and I found out he majored in communications, which is what I'm doing, which is awesome. And, you know, that basically means you can do anything. You can major in communications and be a medalist at the Olympics. That's pretty cool. So those are your celebrities of the week. Jennifer Lawrence, who's very pretty, and Ryan Lochte, who is super, super duper gorgeous. And I believe he is currently single. And I believe Jennifer Lawrence is too. So you guys might get on that. If you guys are fans, you should get on that. So again, now I covered everything. I hope I didn't forget anything. I got my shout outs. I got my fashion. I got my fitness. I got my television shows. I think I got everything down. So thank you guys so much for listening to my show. I do apologize again for, you know, the sickness. I know I've said it a bunch of times. I just can't apologize enough. So make sure to stay tuned next week, because we will have new hottest celebrities. We will have new celebrity gossip and just a lot of other things. I know eventually I want to talk about some Kingdom Hearts stuff. And, you know, a little bit more Disney stuff as I'm waiting for the 99 days to, you know, go by, cheer. I'm just doing a whole lot of things. So, guys, please stay tuned. Again, this is the Chatterbox with DJ Bubbles on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. And if you guys have any suggestions for the show, if you want me to talk about certain things, please let me know. You can check out my Facebook page, The Chatterbox. Just type it in. You'll see it. And then I also have my WordPress blog, thechatterboxradio.wordpress.com. And for those of my Disney listeners, check out my Tumblr at bbinthedcp.tumblr.com. I will keep that posted and updated when, you know, I'm still trying to, like, post Disney stuff. Like, I have a lot of Disney pictures, but I will be blogging about it, about the actual program, my experiences when I get there. So make sure to look at that. It's up and running. So again, thank you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful Monday night, and I hope you enjoyed the show and just continue to listen. And also, we have a show for the guys, the Sports Report with Brian Sanchez. So make sure to check that out, because it's pretty cool. It's about 2 hours. It starts at 8 o'clock, so don't miss out. And you guys, again, have a wonderful Monday night.